Members of MCLA's The Allegrettos sang to welcome the announcement that the Lift Every Voice Festival is returning for its second season beginning this June. The festival, which will again feature special events and performances celebrating the African American culture and heritage in the Berkshires, was first held in 2011 and was attended by more than 30,000 people. Festival co-chair Don Quinn Kelly said that the festival will focus on making the special programs and events accessible to all attendees of all racial and economic backgrounds.
Because we want Lift Every Voice to celebrate freedom of all Americans, not just African Americans, all Americans.
Festival co-chair and co-founder Shirley Edgerton said that the return of the festival is marked by strengthened cooperation with community partners.
This year, you know, this festival, the intent is that, we're very clear on who our partners are in supporting the activities and events and being inclusive in terms of the conversations and the planning.
The Jacob's Pillow Dance Center in Beckett, one of the community partners, will host the inaugural event for Lift Every Voice on June 19th, featuring performances from the Dance Theater of Harlem. June 19th, or Juneteenth, celebrates the abolition of slavery in the United States. 2013 marks the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. Sandra Burton, representing Jacob's Pillow at a press conference, said that the pillow was located on property that was formerly used by escaped slaves in the Underground Railroad.
The Carter family, who originally owned the property, were abolitionists. And the pillow was a safe haven for slaves who were escaping north. So for us, it seemed like a historic fit.
The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams is another partner. Sue Killam, managing director of performing arts at the museum, said that MassMoCA is expanding its participation this year.
We are expanding. We kind of used what we learned from the first year and sort of expanding from that. And, you know, we at MassMoCA often try to integrate live performance into the galleries. So this is another way for us that we thought that works really well for us at MassMoCA. We do it with Bang in a Can. We do pop-up recitals. So we took off that model, really, and was hoping that we could do this pop-up poetry throughout the galleries.
Municipal partners include North Adams and the City of Pittsfield, which among a handful of special events will be sponsoring a Faith and Freedom Walk in honor of Reverend Samuel Harrison, one of Berkshire County's most famous abolitionists and chaplain to the 54th Massachusetts Regiment, the first all-African American regiment fought in the Civil War. Megan Wilden, Pittsfield's Director of Cultural Development, said that Lift Every Voice is not only a celebration of culture, but is also helpful for the health of the city and surrounding communities.
It makes the Berkshires and the city of Pittsfield feel more welcoming and more supportive for professionals of color, for business owners of color. The future of the United States and the world is going definitely multicultural, and we need to be a part of that. So by being welcoming, being opening, and being celebratory, it's also good for the bottom line.
For more details and a link to the full schedule of events for the 2013 Lift Every Voice Festival, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.